This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Three bills aimed at helping people who use powered wheelchairs get around more easily are up for consideration at the state legislature today. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The most sweeping of the bills creates a right to repair for powered wheelchairs. If it passes, manufacturers would have to sell parts and diagnostic manuals to wheelchair owners and independent repair shops to make it possible to fix and maintain them. A second bill would allow people to repair their wheelchairs or other rehabilitative technology without first getting approval from Medicaid. And a third one would require car rental companies provide vehicles with adaptive technology. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The Evraz steel mill in Pueblo is, so far, weathering the economic sanctions against the Russian oligarch who owns part of its parent company. UCCS economist Tatiana Bailey says the current uncertainty may affect the company's operations and ability to grow.
The supply chains are already in a lot of upheaval. If they have a steady supply of steel, I don't think what's happening with this particular company is necessarily going to have an impact on their buying decision.
A new long rail mill is currently under construction there, and a giant solar array designed to power it is complete. The Durango and Silverton Narrow Gauge Train Company has agreed to a $20 million settlement with the federal government to cover damage from a massive 2018 fire. The 416 fire burned more than 54,000 acres over a six-month period, making it one of Colorado's largest fires. Investigators say the fire was sparked by embers from a coal-burning steam train engine. The railroad denies those findings, but it has agreed to stop running coal-burning locomotives when fire risks are high. This is CPR News and KRCC.